So FIFA has donated money. They've donated money to the Clinton Foundation. Bet you didn't know that. Well, you do now in the midst of controversy. FIFA now donating, or has been found as donating, to the Clinton Foundation. Clintons are already under scrutiny, Fox News article says, for accepting foreign donations to their family foundation and keeping them secret. You're keeping secrets from us, from the Obama administration, while Hillary Clinton served as Secretary of State, have received money from another controversial source. The Federation Internationale de Football Association, or FIFA, soccer's governing body, which donated between $50,001 and $100,000 to the Clinton Global Initiative and partnered with the former president's foundation on other projects, is entangled in an international corruption investigation spearheaded by the U.S. Department of Justice, which spans countries from Qatar and Russia to Switzerland and the United States. The DOJ announced charges against 9 FIFA officials and 5 other corporate executives in a 47-count indictment unsealed Wednesday, which includes allegations that over the last 2 decades, its executives were involved in racketeering, money laundering, and wire fraud. Oh boy, that's an oopsie. They would be donating to the Clinton Foundation. Uh-oh. Clinton Foundation doesn't vet out their donors too well, do they? And there we go. That's the well, that's the result if you just don't check out who's donating to your little organization. All right, so FIFA, I'm looking at a BBC article because you know them. They really care about their soccer over there. We're going to have to learn a little bit from the BBC as to what's really going on here. But, you know, Russian President Vladimir Putin saying he supports the president of FIFA for trying to run as trying to run a fifth term as the president of FIFA, even though the Prime Minister of UK, David Cameron, has called him to resign, essentially. And basically in the wake of this scandal that's developing, everyone's saying, no, you need to step down. Here comes Vladimir Putin to shake things up. The jerk that he is, going and just saying, oh, well, he supports his fifth term as FIFA president. He said that allegations against FIFA were a clear attempt by the U.S. to stop his re-election. Why in the heck would they want to stop his re-election? For what? For what reason? Soccer isn't even that it's growing in popularity, but it's not even that popular here. We call it soccer. We don't call it football. FIFA calls it football. It's in their name, football. We have football over here. We call it soccer. Vladimir Putin says that this is just a bid by the U.S. to stop Mr. Blatter, who's the current president of FIFA, to stop his bid for re-election. How stupid do you have to be maybe I'm coming on a little harsh, but no, you know what? No, how stupid do you have to be? You know, why does it seem that whenever Vladimir Putin can oppose us, and even something as small as FIFA, soccer, okay, it's a corruption scandal. It's a corruption scandal. But he seems to just want to oppose us at every turn with anything he possibly can to get his little paws on. That's apparently it. This is apparently a bid by the U.S. to stop the re-election of this president. Because the U.S., I guess, wants to control FIFA. That's what this is. The Confederation of African Football said in a statement that it opposed any delay to vote. The BBC understands UEFA, which is, I don't know what UEFA is, actually, was the only confederation to put pressure on Mr. Blatter to quit. I'm guessing they're referring to the Confederation of African Football. The meeting on Thursday was Mr. Blatter's first since the crisis began on Wednesday. FIFA has provisionally banned from football-related activity 11 of the 14 people charged. Oh, I'm sorry, UEFA is, the, I guess, the European division of FIFA. And they kind of have a nice little graph here on BBC, how world football is run. Some officials are accused of receiving bribes to influence the outcome of bids to stage football tournaments, which bring a whole ton of revenue to wherever they're held. It's kind of like the Olympics. Everyone vies for the Olympics because you're going to get all those tourism dollars. You're going to get all that economic traffic, people coming and visiting. And of course, I also believe, wasn't it talked about a while ago, the Olympics was a ripe place for human trafficking because of all the people that are all of a sudden frequenting this major city or wherever it may be. Such as the 2010 World Cup in South Africa and 2016 Copa America in the U.S., South African government officials have denied that claim. Of course they would. In addition to Coca-Cola and Visa, major sponsors Adidas, McDonald's, Hyundai Motor, Budweiser, and Gazprom are also pressing FIFA to take immediate action to restore its reputation. Swiss prosecutors plan to interview 10 FIFA executive committee members as part of a separate investigation into the bidding process for the World Cup tournaments in 2018 in Russia and 2022 in Qatar. So now you have the sponsors talking. And you know what happens when money talks? Money walks. It walks out the door. And, well, that's what's going to happen. So we'll see what happens. We'll see if this guy actually keeps his job. But this is a huge money thing, though. So it's all what it comes down to, money. It's all about the money. Because these tournaments, these officials are accepting bribes, then they're accepting bribes, and this is just another way to control where money goes and corrupting the game. If you hold soccer in that kind of an esteem. I know it's real popular around the world. We don't necessarily hold it in the same esteem here in the United States. A lot of people do. It's growing, and that's fine. I got nothing against soccer or football, whatever you want to call it. But this is a big issue for it, and it's making headlines as the influence of soccer grows here in the United States. All right, shifting now to the Pentagon. We've got a Fox News article. The Pentagon says that live anthrax was inadvertently shipped across the United States. Uh-oh. Yeah. Surprise! It's anthrax. Live anthrax. The Pentagon revealed Wednesday that live anthrax was shipped, apparently, by accident. Uh-oh. From a lab in Utah to as many as 9 states over the course of a year. Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren assured that there is no risk to the general public and said an investigation is underway, but precautions are being taken for potentially exposed workers in labs where the samples were sent. A U.S. official told Fox News that 4 people in 3 companies are being treated for post-exposure and being prescribed prophylaxis, I believe. Take a stab at pronouncing that. All samples are in the process of being collected by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The material in question was prepared at Dugway Proving Ground, Utah, as part of what was described as a routine research process. It was then sent out to the Defense Department and commercial labs in 9 states between March 2014 and March 2015, and the shipments were supposed to include only inactive or dead anthrax when they were transferred. These were supposed to be dead spores anthrax, called AG1, a defense official said. But a private lab in Maryland on May 22nd informed the CDC that they thought the samples contained live anthrax. The CDC then informed the Defense Department, according to the Associated Press, the government has confirmed the Maryland lab got live spores, and it's suspected the others did as well, though not yet confirmed. Though out of an abundance of caution, it's safe to assume it's all live, according to one defense official. So the DOD is now coordinating with the CDC, the DOD and the CDC, to go ahead and see if they could get a hold of these. But they have stopped shipment of the material from its labs pending completion of the investigation. Someone's going to lose their job or something. Or better lose their job. That's a big uh-oh. Yeah. Put a lot of people's lives in risk there. I'm so glad I have Jesus, aren't you? And if you don't have Jesus, well, you know that Jesus is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. He's the only way. The only way that they'll ever be. And you know what? You could talk to him right now if you wanted to. Yeah, that's right. You think I'm crazy? I don't know. Like to think I'm not, but maybe that's what makes me crazy, right? No. Jesus is the Lord. A lot of things, crazy things happening in the world. Not everything is crazy.
Hi, friends. Janet Parshall here, host of In the Market with Janet Parshall. I'm excited about partnering with 1180 AM WFYL to bring you a fast-paced conversation every Sunday. As you listen to In the Market, we'll examine major news stories and issues, equipping you to be bold when voicing truth in a confused and chaotic culture. I look forward to engaging my new friends at 1180 AM WFYL every Sunday at 12:05 p.m. on In the Market.
If you're looking for a healthy treat today, why not head down to TCBY Frozen Yogurt? It's located in the King of Prussia Mall, the Plaza section opposite L.L. Bean. They have shakes and smoothies and hot fudge sundaes and, yes, even mint chocolate chunk frozen yogurt. And if you tell them you're a listener of WFYL, receive a 10% discount. So today, why not? Head on down to TCBY Frozen Yogurt located in the King of Prussia Mall.
There's hundreds of fun and simple things you and your family can do to live a healthier lifestyle. Here's 20 of them. Walk to work, walk the dog, have the dog walk you, take a hike, take a bike, skate, dance, hop, jump, do the Humpty Hump, skip seconds, skip dessert, skip, skip, skip to Malou, don't skip breakfast, drink H2O, lower your sodium, raise the roof, shake your booty, stock up on vegetables, and don't forget to eat them. Search We Can online to find more ways you and your family can get healthy together. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
Girls Day Out alert. Make plans to attend the Lancaster Women's Expo Saturday, May 30th from 9 to 2 p.m. at Millersville University. Health and wellness, shopping, demonstrations, fashion update, technology, and giveaways make for a must-attend event. There is no entry fee, so come on out and plan on having a great time. Go to agreatwaytospendmyday.com for more information. Hey, welcome back to the program. It's a new day. 1180 WFYL with Mike Levins here. You can call in at 610-539-TALK. The number is 610-539-8255. 610-539-TALK. Let your voice be heard this morning. And let's do it. Let's get into the headlines. FIFA busted. That's a CNN headline. See, they're not bad on everything. Maybe they are. No, they're not bad on everything. Well, they have some redeeming moments. Those remember those UK schoolgirls lured to Syria by ISIS? They've apparently made contact with their families. Oh, yeah. School friends... Shamima Begum, I'm going to say this in an English accent. Khadija Sultana and Amira Abiz They traveled from East London to Turkey. I don't know where I'm going with it. Is that Scottish or Irish? I don't know how that accent is changing on me so quickly here. School friends are believed to have then crossed into areas of Syria controlled by Islamic State. More than 3 years on, however, ITV News has reported that one of them has called relatives in the UK to say that she is healthy, safe, and well, but has insisted that she and the others do not intend to return home soon. See, now I've got it going now. I could talk about this in an English accent. Here we go, because they're UK. They're UK girls. Here we go. Her friends were also reported to have contacted relatives over the internet. The families of the girls have accused British police of failing to give them crucial information that they say could have stopped their daughters from joining ISIS. They accuse officers of covering up their errors since the girls went missing. In interviews with The Guardian in March, the families spoke of the nightmare they have been living through since the girls disappeared and say that they had no reason to suspect that they had been radicalized with an S. At that point, they said that they still had no idea where the three girls found the money to buy their plane tickets to Turkey on their journey to join the terrorist group. Sir Bernard Hogan Howe, Commissioner of the Metropolitan Police, has said that three teenagers can return home without fear of being prosecuted for terrorism. And that's where my English accent stops, and now we're going to go, I'm going to go American on you. So, they have been contacted, and I guess they're just saying, hey, we're okay, we're just joining a group of killers, rapists, probably child molesters too, probably every evil you could conceive of is happening over there. People have such skewed views of things sometimes. Such skewed views of things sometimes. And there's only one answer, people. Only one answer. And I'll put this forward all the time. That answer is the gospel. To all of these things. Yeah, I'm reading all this, and that's the answer to all of these things. Now, why? Some of you would say, oh, well, that's a really broad generalization. How can you diagnose all the problems of the world by just saying that Jesus is the answer? How can you do that? That just seems real simple, too easy, right? Well, sort of. I think, though, that once you hear some reasoning, maybe you'll learn a little bit more about the gospel. The reason I think that Jesus is the answer to all these things is because everything else, when you look at everything that we pursue in life, I mean, we've got Facebook, we've got Twitter, we've got the whole internet, and a myriad of sites that I'm reading where I get news articles and I talk about them on the air to you guys. You can call in 610-539-TALK, 8255. But I talk to you guys about all these headlines, and we have so much entertainment at our fingertips. There's so much opportunity here in the United States. Some would say that there's not. I would say that there is. There is, you have to just find it. If you're in a bad situation, you could get out of it. There's always a way, at least in our country. There are other countries where you cannot get out of situations, like Cuba. And they have to come over here in banana boats. No, you have opportunity here in the United States. But the reason, we have so much at our disposal, and it never seems to be enough, does it? It never seems to be enough. You can watch all the entertainment that you want, all the television that you want, be a member of all the websites that you want. You could see anything you want to see. You could almost go anywhere you want to go. That's the nature of the world in which we live today. Highly globalized. Information everywhere. Entertainment everywhere. The advance of technology has made our lives increasingly easier. They may have self-driving cars. That's kind of scary, but at the same rate, it's a little exciting at some level too. The technology has advanced that far. We certainly are doing a lot, aren't we? But it never seems to be enough. It never seems to be enough. There's always another thing. Another thing. Another new thing. Another this. Another that. And we know, sometimes we're just afraid to admit it, that there's not enough. Not enough stuff to do. Not enough stuff to see. Not enough ways to occupy ourselves. And we're afraid to talk about that sometimes. We're afraid to admit it sometimes. And there's a reason we're afraid to admit it. Because there's something gnawing on the inside of us. Something that wants more. It's looking for purpose. That's what it's looking for in everything that you pursue. Purpose. Purpose for yourself, me. What am I here for? And every time I open the Bible and I look at Scripture, I see, personally, there are more instances of truth, a clearer explanation of how the world works, and a more accurate depiction of a man's soul than anywhere else. It's just, if you open up Scripture and read a lot of what it has to say, it's just true. What it says about people, what it says about how to live your life, what it says about how people in the world are, what Jesus is like. It's just true. You have to have faith, like you put faith in everything. Put faith in a plane when you get on it, that it's going to fly. Put faith in your car when you put the key in the ignition and turn it. You're exercising faith when you sit in the chair, that it's going to hold you up. We put faith in everything that we do. So this isn't an issue purely of, well, it's just faith, and you guys basically believe against all thought and logic and reasoning. That's not true at all. The more I look at the Bible, the more I see and understand the world around me. The more I understand myself. Open it. Read it. Maybe you'll understand some more too. And I understand why these schoolgirls went to Syria to join ISIS. They went because they're looking for exactly what you and I were looking for and are still looking for. Looking for purpose. Something to latch on to.
News Radio, I'm Paul Stevens. Flooding fears around Houston and other parts of Texas. A break from rain for most of yesterday, but rain from earlier in the week now causing rivers to rise.
We can't take much more water. The creek's running. It's the creek bed out here, Little Fossil Creek, is 80 feet wide, and it's running bank to bank.
Blue Mound Mayor Alan Hooks, the San Jacinto River nearly 3 feet above flood stage last night. In North Texas, the Brazos River expected to rise above flood stage today. Make it 8 Republicans running for president.
Holding a lump of coal on a factory floor here in southwest Pennsylvania, Rick Santorum is hoping to build blue-collar appeal in his 2016 bid after a runner-up finish 4 years ago. Santorum is the 7th declared Republican. Hours later, with an online video, former New York Governor George Pataki becomes number 8.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern. Fox News, we report, you decide.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
He left Yale for 4 years to fight in the Revolutionary War. After graduation, he became a lawyer and taught school in New York. Dissatisfied with the children's spelling books, he wrote the famous Blue-Backed Speller, which sold over 100 million copies. After 26 years of work, he published the first American Dictionary of the English Language. His name, Noah Webster, who died this day, May 28, 1843. He wrote, "All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible."
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
In Psalm 62, King David says, "Truly my soul waits upon God, and from him comes my salvation." He says, "God only is my rock, my security, my defense, and because of this, I can remain steadfast and confident in times of trouble." I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network. As we look around this nation, we witness evil and persecution increasing against God's people, just what David saw. People were plotting mischief against each other, conspiring against God and trampling the truth. Rulers were lying and hypocritically flattering in public, but cursing in private. But David said, "Take heart. Men of such character are vanity and self-deceived, and God will reward them accordingly." In such times, David says, "Trust in God at all times. Pour out your heart before him, for he is our refuge." I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, asking you if you can say with David, "Power, authority, and blessing belong to God. My soul waits upon him. My expectation comes from him."
Sign up as a partner at papastors.net.
Kings or parliament could not give the rights essential to happiness. We claim them from a higher source, from the King of Kings and Lord of all the earth. They are not annexed to us by parchments and seals. They are created in us by the decrees of providence which established the law of our nature. They are born with us, exist with us, and cannot be taken from us by any human power without taking our lives. A quote from John Dickinson, 1804.
So you ready for something that may make you think twice about that cup of coffee that you want to go get? Oh, people are going to hate me for this. Here is the 8 unhealthiest coffee drinks in America. Number 1, Dunkin' Donuts Frozen Caramel Coffee Cool Latte with Cream. And a large, it's talking about 20 ounces. It's got, holy smokes, 990 calories in one drink. 990 calories. 47 grams of fat. 29 grams of saturated fat. They say it like that, it has more, like, fat to it. He has a fat. 29 grams of saturated fat. People are going to hate me for this. Email me at michael at 1180wfyl.com. Call in at 610-539-TALK. 610-539-8255. Do you think there are less healthy options today in our food? It seems, I don't know about you, but to me it seems that everything I pick up has got an insane amount of sugar in it. And I'm actually trying to avoid sugar because of large amounts, how unhealthy that is. You know, whether you're thinking of diabetes or whether you're just thinking of gaining weight, or even cancer has been linked to adverse consumption, adverse amounts of consumption of sugar. 141 grams of carbs, I guess, G-carbs, and 130 grams of sugar. 130 30 grams of sugar. This is from MSN.com, health and fitness. Aren't you glad you heard this morning? Aren't you glad you tuned in this morning? Before you would go and grab your coffee. Drink this instead. This is what it says. Iced coffee with cream and half sugar. Large 20 ounces. That'll give you 200 calories, 11 grams of fat, 7 grams of saturated fat, 22 and a half carbs, grams of carbs, and 17 and a half grams of sugar. Here's number two, the second unhealthiest coffee drink in America. Here it is. Here's a name no one wants to hear. Starbucks whole milk white chocolate mocha with whipped cream. Oh, venti, 20 ounces. I love that drink. I love the white chocolate mocha. I love me some white chocolate mocha. Oh, here we go. 620 calories in a venti. 27 grams of fat, 17 grams of saturated fat, 79 grams of carbs, and 75 grams of sugar. You'll find more sugar, more than you'll find more in this cup of white chocolate mocha, venti, than you will in 7 of Starbucks chocolate croissants. 7. So you're basically drinking liquid sugar. Oh, here's another one. Number 3, Caribou Brev with whipped cream. Large, 20 ounces. That's going to be 650 calories. 60 grams of fat. 37 grams of saturated fat. 20 grams of carbs. And this is a little better, 2 grams of sugar. Oof. So you'll find, let's see, 60 grams of fat, 37 of which are saturated. That's more than you'll find in 12 McDonald's hamburgers. You ever think that our health problem starts with what we drink, mostly? Here's another one. Number 4. McCafe, the McDonald's McCafe Frap Mocha, no whip. Large, 22 ounces, 600 calories, 22 grams of fat, 14 grams of saturated fat, 92 grams of carbs, 84 grams of sugar. And here's what the article says about the McCafe. How do you take your coffee? Cream, sugar, perhaps a little hair growth gel? Wait, what? We kid you not. Check out the ingredient list for McDonald's Frappe Mocha, and you'll find polysorbate 80, an emulsifier that also has a reputation for topically stimulating hair growth, I guess that's supposed to say, in men who are going bald. You'll also find red 40, yellow 5, and blue 1, artificial colors that have been linked to hyperactivity in children. But what really gives us brain freeze is why these colors are in the drink at all. After all, it's brown. As for nutrition, we're talking 600 calories. That's without whipped cream. And that's more than you'll find in 6 of Mickey D's apple pies. What kind of a sick world do we live in where a McDonald's McCafe is going to be worse for you than 6 apple pies? 6 McDonald's apple pies. What kind of a sick world do we live in? I did that. That just gets me all up in arms. All right, you ready for it this morning? You know what I'm talking about. I know you do. Oh, yeah. It's that time. I'm ready for it. You're ready for it. Let's go. It's time for our daily facepalm. So we've got much in the way of gas in our headlines of late. Here's from the Huffington Post under their weird news. Man asks city to ban fart smells. How would you do that? For a good reason, apparently. That's what the headline reads. A resident of Pendleton, Oregon, has written a letter requesting the city council ban the smell of farts in the community. But he has a good reason to be raising a stink. 10 points. 10 points for a badly aimed pun. Last week, that's from the Huffington Post. Last week, the city of Pendleton updated its nuisance ordinances to cover the smell of marijuana. Well, that's interesting. NBC reported at that time. That means that even though recreational marijuana will be legal in Oregon starting in July, a person can be fined up to $500 if someone complains they smell marijuana coming from that person's property. Well, in a letter published to the East Oregonian on Thursday, someone who signed his name as Peter Walters merely asked the council members to take the next logical step and start regulating a far more noxious scent. Here is, I don't know if this was a joke or if this was in all serious, you never know in today's world, but here's what the letter reads. It was with great relief Thursday when I read in the East Oregonian that Pendleton City Council took the time to pass an amendment to the city's nuisance ordinance banning marijuana odor. Clearly, there has been no issue of greater importance facing the city. Oh yeah, this is a joke. It's gotta be. Now that this important work has been completed, I hope that the council will move on to restricting the other offensive smell that plagues our community. Farts. Walters, who's pretty clearly mocking the marijuana ordinance, notes, quote, some habitual farters argue that they need to fart for medical reasons, but that doesn't mean my kids should have to smell their farts. All right, that's enough of the bathroom humor this morning. Well, you got in the news, didn't you there, buddy? Yes, he did. He did. Got in the news. That's your daily face bump for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Should we talk more about the Non-Human Rights Project? You could call in at 610-539-TALK. 610-539-8255. Yeah, I'm going to get a lot of hate for that article, the unhealthiest coffee drinks in America. Yeah. Here's what is at the headline on MSN.com. Could our reality be a simulation created by our descendants? Is that the discussion we're having today? This was apparently according to, what is it called? With Morgan Freeman. Through the Wormhole. I guess putting forward ludicrous ideas so that we could kind of toy with them for the purpose of mental exercise. You ever think that those things are just stupid? There is a point when it's not smart to talk about things like that anymore. It's just plain dumb. I like to deal in reality, not in what you think may be true. Well, you got that and other crazy things happening in your world today. And we're going to talk more about it. We're going to keep on trucking along here and find out a myriad of other things when we get back here in a moment. 1180 WFYL, it's a new day.
From the Pennsylvania Family Institute, I'm Michael Gear with today's Family Update. There's legislation proposed in Harrisburg that would shrink the size of our legislature, which is one of the largest in the nation, by cutting back on the number of senators and representatives. Now, perhaps another reform that would be helpful would be to shorten the length of the legislative session. Right now, our General Assembly is in session year-round, one of only 11 states that do that. Contrast that, for example, with Texas, a state larger than ours in land and population, where the legislature only meets every other year, and only for a limited 4.5 months. Somehow they seem to get things done with those limits in place and save the taxpayers money at the same time. Plus, limiting our sessions would reduce the number of full-time special interest lobbyists at the Capitol. And that's a good thing, too.
The Pennsylvania Family Institute. Protect the family. Preserve the future. Sign up for free email alerts at pafamily.org or call us at 1-800-FAMILY-1.
Veterans, WFYL is pleased to participate in Greater Harleysville and North Penn Senior Services Veterans Expo. Stop by our table on Wednesday, June 10th from 9 to 1 p.m. Vets, make sure you are aware of the benefits you have earned. Find out about available resources, vision screenings offered, light refreshments available. Located at Encore Experiences, Harleysville Senior Center. Call 215-256-6900 for more information.
Jeff Bush here from Informed Family Financial Services, located right here in Norristown. Are you nearing the decision about Social Security? Are you aware of the unique claiming strategies available to you when it comes to your Social Security benefits? Don't make a snap decision. Give me a call today at 610-630-4495 to schedule your no-obligation consultation. That's 610-630-4495. Representative of USA Financial Securities, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Trinity Associates Incorporated has been in the electrical power testing business for over 35 years. We've specialized in working for some of the biggest firms in Philadelphia, and indeed America. Not only do big firms appreciate our expertise because of their size, but they can compare us to our competitors. They appreciate our reasonable prices. In fact, many of the largest firms call us year after year for sometimes 35 years in a row. We can provide the same service for smaller firms, bringing the same expertise and reasonable prices. Call Trinity Associates Incorporated for your electrical power testing needs and a free quote. Not all electrical power testing firms are the same. Call Trinity Associates Incorporated at 610-876-6428. That's 610-876-6428. Visit their website at trinityassos.com. That's trinityassos.com.
Nothing surprises me anymore. It's a local woman who's at a train station with a preschool age girl in Russia looking at tanks on flatbed rail cars. She sighed and said, "Nothing surprises me anymore." Over 4 days, trains arrived delivering a total of at least 26 tanks, 30 Uragam launchers, dozens of trucks, as well as several armored personnel carriers and self-propelled howitzers. On two occasions, after the trains had been unloaded, reporters followed the column of vehicles to a firing range, location that has already been linked indirectly to the fighting in Ukraine. Russia, Reuters exclusive, massing heavy firepower on border with Ukraine, and that was the witness they were talking to. As you see here, they're just trying to move their tanks and hardware through. They're not trying to draw any attention to anything, you know. They're just moving military pieces right on the border with Ukraine. Vox, here's the headline of Vox: is Russia about to invade Ukraine? Now, we've kind of been off and on with this, though, ever since this whole thing started, where they'll mass troops, they'll go on alert, they'll do military movements, it'll look like they're going to invade. I believe a ceasefire is in effect right now, but they're massing troops and hundreds of pieces of heavy military equipment, such as tanks and artillery, along Ukraine's border. They're again citing that Reuters article. And that same day, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told a think tank audience in Washington that Russia had deployed 250 aircraft and 700 pieces of heavy military equipment to the Ukrainian border as a part of a military exercise. Disturbingly, according to this Reuters report, the reporter who did this, Maria Tetskova, reports that, quote, many of the vehicles have number plates and identifying marks removed, while many of the servicemen had taken insignia off their fatigues. So that's not a good sign. Russian tanks and troops that have previously been used to invade Ukraine, an invasion Moscow does not acknowledge, have similarly removed signifying marks. It's difficult to imagine another reason to do this. Tetskova also notes that the road from the military base to the nearby Ukrainian border had recently been repaired. In the least, they're supplying the separatists. That would be what the evidence suggests, in the least. That's my commentary there, but this is from a Vox article. And I'd imagine Vox isn't alone. So here's another one from Forbes, talking about Kiev. And, Kiev versus Moscow fistfight. Russia is barely holding up, apparently. Nearly 16 months into the bitter divorce between Kiev and Moscow, Ukraine is in worst shape, and Russia is limping along. When will these two kiss and make up? Oh, I don't know that they will. The country's debt is rated at CCC, so triple C minus. Basically super duper junk. That's what the author of this article says for Ukraine. Parliament recently approved legislation that gives the government the option to impose a moratorium on repayment of its foreign debt. A moratorium means that the government can take a unilateral decision to stop paying interest and principal on its bonds, according to the Forbes article. The bill gives the government a tool that it may or may not choose to employ in ongoing negotiations with bondholders led by European governments. Russia and investment giants like Templeton Asset Management, one of the biggest foreign investors in Ukrainian bonds. Moratorium would immediately reduce payments on foreign debt. Argentina is a good example of what could happen, and Argentina has been locked in a legal dispute for nearly 15 years with increasing financial and credibility costs. And then there's Russia. The country has been sanctioned since annexing Crimea in March 2014. The biggest sanctions came in July and September, hitting energy and financial firms. Russian equity was sharply reduced, attracting foreign investment into its stock market. So, Russia not doing so well. Neither is Ukraine. It's amazing to me, it perplexes me, how much Russia has, how large of a country Russia is, and that they somehow are not able to stabilize themselves economically, especially with all of their oil reserves. And I'll tell you probably why. It's because the government squanders it. And they use it for their own advances. And the people never see it. See, country's only as great as its people are allowed to be. Only as great as its people are allowed to be. And the reason why America is such a great nation, and in a lot of ways still is, it's changing though, is because our people were allowed to be great. They were given the freedom to be great. Now we're, well, apparently being crucified for freedom. Whether it's religious freedom, whether it's economic freedom, well, that's not popular anymore. And we're going to see change, apparently, from Bernie Sanders, who wants to start a revolution And that's, here's a CNN. Okay, only CNN would ask this. Will Bernie Sanders start a revolution? That's a question mark in their CNN Politics article here. It wouldn't be the first time a revolution sparked in New England changed the world. You think they're just shooting a little too high for themselves? Bernie Sanders starting a revolution? He may start something. It's not going to be a revolution, though. But 2.5 centuries after the insurrection that birthed America, the idea that a rumpled, radical, like 73-year-old Vermont socialist Bernie Sanders could overthrow the U.S. economic, healthcare, and tax system seems far-fetched at best. Yet that's exactly the task the fiery U.S. senator has set himself in a presidential campaign targeting billionaire oligarchs who he says have hijacked America's economy and inflicted misery on the middle class. It's not the government's fault at all. It's the billionaire oligarchs. Sanders, an agitator who doesn't suffer fools, political opponents, or journalists gladly, is testing whether the kind of populist, liberal agenda that gave him 75% approval ratings in his adopted home state can catch fire world or nationwide. Brothers and sisters, now is not the time for thinking small, Sanders told thousands of supporters in Burlington on Tuesday. Now is not the time for the same old establishment politics and the stale inside the beltway ideas. Sanders said an implicit denunciation of Hillary Clinton. The obstacles are immense, but we're going to see Sanders give it a good go. And that's the show for this morning. Thanks for listening. You could go ahead and listen next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 7 to 9. It's a new day here at 1180 WFYL. And you could call in at 610-539-TALK if you please. And we will see you on the other side of the week. This is Mike Levin saying, in all these things, remember that Jesus Christ is Lord, no matter what.
A cheery hello to you. This is Pastor Harvey Connor from Word of Victory Church and CVS Shopping Center in Paoli. I am personally inviting you to a special Sunday morning healing service, Sunday, May 31st at 10:30 a.m. Join us and bring everyone you know that needs healing. Come, be healed in Jesus' name. Or join us on the third Wednesday evening of every month for our 7:30 p.m. monthly healing service. Remember, our special Sunday morning healing service is May 31st at 10:30 a.m. For address and directions, go to wordofvictorychurch.org. Church is not wheelchair accessible. And may today, this very day, be the very best day of your life so far. See you in church.